Hello, everybody. I'm Angelo, and I'm here today with Aaron Rio from United Tenants of Albany. Aaron, would you mind explaining to us what you do at your job?
Sure. So United Tenants is a small grassroots nonprofit organization that deals with people who are facing housing issues. I've been with the organization for about 12 years, and I just became the executive director.
What are the problems that low-income families face when dealing with negligent landlords?
Well, the first thing that came to mind for me is definitely the health impacts that families face as a result of landlords not taking care of their properties.
Yeah.
When they are, you know, let's say they have a leak in the unit and the landlord takes some time before they address that, mold could be a trigger for other health issues that people might have that could lead to the adult or child in the household either missing work or missing days at school. And that could lead to both short-term and long-term impacts on the family. And the short term would be essentially they don't go to work and they don't make the money that they need to pay for the rent, and so they get behind on the rent and potentially face an eviction or homeless episode. Or, you know, the child isn't going to school as regularly as they're supposed to do, and they have educational delays as a result of that. You know, they're not getting to go to school as often as everybody else is getting to go to school because their house is the way it should be. It's in a decent, suitable condition. So the thing to be thinking about is how the negligent landlords impact low-income families is CPS could be called on them because their child, let's say their shower isn't working properly and they're not able to have their child looking clean and suitable for school. You know, that could be potentially an instance where CPS might think that the parent is being negligent, but it's really just their housing circumstance, right? So that's an impact on kids. It's an impact on families.
How can families deal with negligent landlords?
Anytime someone calls into our housing hotline and asks what they can do to address issues in their apartment that their landlord has been negligent on, we always encourage them to call their local buildings and codes department. The process should go always that they've notified the landlord, they've given the landlord reasonable amounts of time to address that issue, and if the landlord has not been responsive, then they go to their city and their building and codes department. There is a set of rules that landlords, homeowners, have to follow by in order to rent their places out. And really, code enforcement is there to make sure that landlords are actively maintaining their properties.
Yeah.
That kind of process is going to lead to your landlord hopefully feeling a sense of responsibility because the city is requiring that they do that stuff. So, and then if they don't make any changes after you've involved code enforcement, our suggestion is always to get a copy of the violations, and then you could argue in court whether or not you should have had to pay the full month's rent. And we always say to people who want one more thing to do that they should hold back a portion of their rent, keep it off to the side, and have those code reports to justify to the court why they held back the money that they did.
How can tenants come together, like as a group, and basically tackle on this problem dealing with negligent landlords together?
Tenants would benefit from creating a tenant association. And then essentially what you're doing is you're, as a collective, making requests on the landlord instead of it being an individual. Like, you know, landlords may say, well, this is only your problem. Nobody else has had this problem. When, in fact, maybe other people just haven't had the ability to address this with the landlord or feel like they don't want to make waves with the landlord, so therefore they're not going to say anything to the landlord. But it's more powerful and it's more effective for tenants to band together as a tenant association.
Do you think that there is a deep-rooted issue that causes negligent landlords?
So I'll say that this is primarily my personal opinion and less my professional opinion. Deep-rooted issues might be that, you know, capitalism kind of promotes this sort of behavior that you can just buy a home and put it on the market for rent. And there's no real screening system for those, no regulation of that stuff, not to the level that maybe there should be.
How is the community making strides on dealing with negligent landlords?
So every time someone calls code enforcement and asks for an inspection of their apartment and the landlord has a set of violations that are on city record, that is a stride. We're making strides every day by asking code enforcement to really do what they're there to do, and that's to make sure that they're checking each of these apartments, they're certifying that they're safe and clean and decent and holding up the standards of the code. And when they're not, code enforcement is there to help enforce that those codes are upheld. Essentially, what happens from there is when, let's say, the landlord doesn't do any of the things that code enforcement told them to do, the city has the ability to take that landlord to court.
Yeah.
It's called codes court. And they would essentially assess fines to the landlord if it got to the point where they were ready to do that. But eventually the end process is, if the landlord still is negligent, the city addresses it by giving that person fines. And, you know, any number of things can happen from there. But the idea here is that if people are driven by cost and money, then the more you fine them for things that they're doing inappropriately, the more motivated they might be to do the things that you told them to do in the first place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, truly, everybody should be engaging with their local building and codes department, their fire department, to make sure that their unit has been inspected. The more that the community requires the city to do their job, therefore the city requiring the landlords to do theirs, there's a healthy circle of life that's happening there.
How can I and other young people like me take action against this issue?
Volunteering for organizations like ours when possible. And we're looking at new ways to engage people in the process of the work that we do. We're developing a volunteer program for people to come in and maybe sit on our housing hotline and speak with people directly, learn more about how to guide people through all of the rules and regulations that tenants need to know. The perfect people to go out into the world and either direct people back to us or advice about how to handle certain situations that are really tricky and really difficult. So invest time in organizations whose mission, anytime that a young person wants to join in on those meetings, I would encourage them to do so, because it really gives you insight into the work that we're doing and ways for us to make changes in the world. You know, when you're saying, what are the deep-rooted, you know, issues that cause these kind of things, we're trying to fight those deep-rooted issues at a larger level. So the more that you can participate at those meetings and then the eventual actions that we take as a group, I think that is a great way for a young person to start understanding the issues and participating in them and then being an expert on how to solve them.
Well, all right. Thank you, Erin. That was great. You answered all the questions amazingly. I'm Angelo signing off. Thank you for listening to my story.